Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies. From DirectConversations.com, it's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
How does she convince everyone that she's good?
Good is not a thing you are, Kamala. It is a thing you do.
What does it feel like?
Like an idea come to life. Everything's changing really fast.
If you save one life, you save the world.
All right, welcome back. News Talk 830 WCCO. It's time for Tim Lammers Streaming Reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And now it's time for me to chat again with Tim Lammers. Tim, it's been a while, man. How you doing?
It's been a while, Henry. Great to talk with you again. And tell you what, today's a good day to stay in the stream stuff because it's a scorcher out there.
It is a scorcher, man. I like a scorcher, but you're right. Like, if people don't like the oppressive heat, they can stay indoors, they can stream some movies. And that first clip was from a Disney Plus movie called Miss Marvel.
Yeah, it's actually a six-part series.
Okay.
It's Miss Marvel. It's the seventh Disney streaming series that Marvel has this great arrangement with them, obviously. And what I really like about it, Henry, is the fact that we're diving deep into the Marvel library now. I mean, we've seen so many Thors and Captain Americas and Iron Man and all them. You know, so now we get a character like Ms. Marvel, you know, which a lot of people might not be familiar with, but it's still a great story. In this case, it's a 16-year-old Pakistani-American girl, Kamala Khan. She's a pop culture geek, a superhero geek. She has a particular affinity for Captain Marvel. She's this outcast, but all of that changes when she gains her own superpowers. So I really love this series so far. It feels a lot like the tone of Spider-Man, the new Tom Holland ones in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Spider-Man is always about Peter Parker, that, you know, science geek who never fit in and all of a sudden he got superpowers. I think that this might be one of the most creative Marvel series or films yet. I mean, we're talking almost 30 projects that those people have done. So that's great to see that creativity is there after, you know, putting out so many films and TV shows.
Do you marvel so at how Disney is able to pull all of this off in terms of the creation of the new series and all the different characters?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, look, you know, it's the hope of every new show that you're going to see something different, something original. And the interesting thing about Marvel is that it's called the Marvel Cinematic Universe, even though some of it is on television. And it's because it's this one big sprawling story that is connected in some sort of way. So it always has you looking forward to seeing how Ms. Marvel will fit in to the Marvel Cinematic Universe eventually. Now, this is her origin story, so we get to know her first. But again, I like the way that it appears, anyway, that Marvel and Disney are giving these artists, these directors, these writers, the opportunity to express themselves in different sorts of ways, you know, and allow a story to breathe like they do with six episodes. I mean, with a movie, you know, you got a lot to squeeze into a two-hour frame. But here, you know, you really get to know the characters more and everything. So it's not all about the cool special effects. believe me, they're cool, Henry, especially in this show. But you also get to know about the people and the cultures. And, you know, I mean, they're really, really, I love the way they're going with this cinematic universe after the Avengers, because, you know, everybody thought, like, well, after Endgame, where are you going to go from here? Well, believe me, there are plenty of stories and wonderful stories to be told.
Yep. Tim Lammer's streaming review is brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Now let's hear our next clip from our next movie.
You can't be in the draft if you're over 22.
Yes, I'm 22 years old.
Who's this?
It's my son.
How old is he?
He's 10 years old.
Okay. Okay.
Miss Philly thing. There's room to grow there. I want to coach someday.
Do you love being away from home all the time?
Best chance to win in here is with you out there.
What the hell am I still chasing this for?
So you're just going to give up on your dream?
Been in this league for 30 years and it's like I'm nothing.
All right, that's a clip from the much talked about and discussed specifically here locally, but not just locally, but all over the country, Hustle, starring Adam Sandler, Queen Latifah, and Juancho Hernan Gomez, formerly with the Timberwolves, has now since been traded. But your thoughts on this original Netflix movie?
You know, I really love it, Henry, and I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see it.
Not yet.
You got to see it. And if you don't, Henry, I'm never talking with you again.
No, I have to see it because my favorite player here in the state of Minnesota currently is Anthony Edwards, and I know that he is a big part of this.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, naturally, you have a lot of different NBA cameos in the thing. But this, if you haven't heard of it yet, for listeners who haven't heard of it, that's Adam Sandler. He plays a road-weary scout for the Philadelphia 76ers. He gets his break to become an assistant coach, but this opportunity is suddenly yanked away by new ownership of the team. He forces him to go back on the road to find the missing piece of the franchise, and he thinks he's found that diamond in the rough with Bo Cruz, played again by NBA star Juancho Hernan Gomez. He's a street baller in Spain. But this club owner has a grudge against Adam Sandler's character. It makes it impossible for this scout to showcase his new find. So he's got to get really creative in giving this guy a shot. So, look, I love Adam Sandler. And the interesting thing is, Henry, I really don't follow the NBA that close mm-hmm. enough to know who everybody is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But this movie had me hooked immediately.
I got so many people that have been raving about this, and they love the performances in this movie.
Oh, yeah. It's terrific, you know? I mean, especially by Juancho, you know?
Yep.
It's like a star is born, man. This guy he's got, well, obviously all the moves on the court and everything like that, but you really do believe this story is real. And that, look, a lot of people knock Adam Sandler. I've always been a fan of his. You know, you totally forget that he's that guy, you know, opera man on Saturday Night Live or whatever, you know. And he really does envelop himself in this part. So definitely put this one on your list. And I also have to mention, Henry, in case you didn't see this when it was on theaters or streaming, there's a movie called Uncut Gems where
That was the one with him and Kevin Garnett, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kevin Garnett, it's a really decent supporting role. I mean, he is really central to the plot of this great movie that some people thought was going to give Adam Sandler an Oscar nomination. It didn't happen. But you know what? Again, he's a terrific actor. I am so glad that he's getting, obviously, he was one of the first actors who, you know, sought out deals with Netflix back when people thought, well, streaming, that's mm-hmm. going to go the way of, you know, radio, when that came along, you know, it's a fad, right? Well, no.
Adam Sandler, he's become a genius in terms of wanting to do those type of deals.
No doubt now. I mean, again, yep. I think he was the groundbreaker. He really was. Got a great production deal with him. So obviously, they're going to let him tell the stories he wants to tell. And I'm so glad that he picked this one. Oh, man. I tell you what. And, you know, it's Adam Sandler.
Yep.
It's funny, but there's poignancy. Shed a few tears watching the thing there, Henry. So,
wow.
I mean, the movie does have it all. It really does.
That's awesome. Well, Tim, it's been a pleasure. Again, Tim Lammer, Streaming Reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorney seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. always a pleasure. And by the way, you know, speaking of going to the theaters and all that stuff and watching movies, man, we got to do it again. Like we did it at, well, but like a year ago, me, you, and Mike Bryant, we got to get into a movie theater again, man.
Hey, most definitely. If there's something you want to see, you know, just send me a note, drop me or give me a text, and we'll get it done.
We'll get it done. Tim Lammers,
right,
I appreciate
Andy, it. Great to talk with you.
Yep, absolutely. That's Tim Lammers joining us here, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.